各位弟兄姊妹们，你们好。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
我们今天很高兴能够来到国语堂，跟你们一同来敬拜。
We're very pleased today that we can worship with you together.
今天我们有讲普通话的，也有我们的年轻人。
This afternoon, we have people speaking Mandarin and English.
所以我们用普通话跟用英文一同来跟大家分享上帝的真理。
So we'll be sharing God's truth in Mandarin and English.
现在已经是十二月了。
So now it's already December.
是十月第一个圣第一个的主日。
The first Sunday in December.
所以让我们先跟大家讲快乐的圣诞。
So I like to greet each other Merry Christmas.
今天我跟大家一同来思想的题目叫做耶稣来照亮你的生命。
Today's theme is saying that Jesus came to light up your life.
请大家打开你的记事表，找到今天的讲道的大纲。
So in your bulletin, there's the outline of the sermon.
我们基本上是跟着这个大纲一同来分享。
So we're going to follow this outline to share with each other.
那么耶稣怎么样来照亮我们的生命呢？
How did Jesus come to light up our life?
让我们先来读第一段的圣经。
So let us read the passage together.
这是在约翰福音第一章四到五节。
This is in John chapter 1:4-5.
好，让我们准备好，我们一同来读。在他里面有永恒的生命，这生命就是人类的光，光就是黑暗，罪恶的黑暗却不能胜过这光。约翰福音第一章四到五节。
In him was life, and that life was the light of man. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness does not understand it.
圣经讲到，在他里面有永恒的生命，这个就是人类的光。
Here it says, in him there is eternal life, and this is the light of man.
这是讲到耶稣基督自己。
This is talking about Jesus himself.
就是他就是我们生命的光。
He is the light of our life.
那光在圣经里面是一个很重要的主题。
Light is a very important theme in the Bible.
因为神就是光。
Because God is light.
在他里面毫无黑暗。
In him there is no darkness.
可是光照在黑暗里面，黑暗却不接受光。
But that when light comes into the darkness, darkness has not understood it.
那圣经讲这个黑暗不是讲到黄昏这一种的黑暗。
When the Bible talks about darkness, it's not talking about the darkness before dawn.
圣经讲这个黑暗是讲到属灵的一种的黑暗。
This darkness is the spiritual darkness.
就是当一个人没有神的同在。
When we have without God's presence.
或是离开了神。
Or we getting away from God.
没有了神的保护。
Without God's protection.
没有了神的智慧。
Without God's wisdom,
更没有神的爱，更没有神的照顾。
Without God's love and protection,
人就因为没有了这个光，就变成了黑暗。
Because without this light, we all become darkness.
本来很聪明的人都被聪明误了。
So for those who are supposed to be very wise, they also no longer become wise.
变成一个愚蠢的人。
They become foolish.
变成了迷惘。
Because they are puzzled.
无知。
Ignorant.
因此因为没有这个光，就活在黑暗里面。
Without this light, they live in darkness.
人就会乱碰乱撞。
So we just try this way and go the other way.
人就会伤害人。
And we hurt each other.
会自私自利。
We become selfish.
因为没有了光，人就不知道怎么样做。
Because without light, we don't know what to do.
所以没有光在黑暗里面，就没有了这个盼望。
So without light in darkness, we have no hope.
圣经说这个黑暗就是人的罪。
And the Bible says this darkness is our sin.
那圣经里面呢讲的光是什么意思呢？
What does the Bible talk about the light?
整本圣经的中心思想。
So throughout the whole Bible,
就讲到神要帮助人脱离这个黑暗。
It's saying that God wants to help us to get away from this darkness.
就是脱离这个罪。
This is get away from sin.
那么谁能够帮我们给我们脱离这个黑暗呢？
Who can deliver us from the sin?
圣经说耶稣基督就是上帝的光。
The Bible says Jesus Christ, he is the light of the world.
要来到世上来光照每一个人。
He came to this world to light up our life.
所以耶稣基督就是神的救恩。
So Jesus is the salvation from God.
我们大家都知道。
We all understand.
我们大家都经历过。
We have experienced it.
无论这个房间是那么的黑暗。
If this room is very, very dark,
只有有光进来的时候，
all we need is light coming in.
一切的黑暗不知道为什么突然呢没有了。
And all of a sudden, the darkness will go away.
这个就是圣经的意思，耶稣基督来到人的中间之后，
This is what the Bible says. When Jesus came among the world,
一切的黑暗突然呢都不见了。
All the darkness will go away.
因为那里有光，在哪里有光？
Because when there is light,
啊，罪恶就不能够存在。
Sin cannot exist.
那么我们今天讲，耶稣是上帝给我们的光，来照亮我们的生命。
Today we say Jesus is the life of the God to light up our life.
那么请问耶稣基督怎么样照亮我们的生命呢？
How can Jesus light up our life?
我用快快的用时间跟大家一同来思想耶稣基督怎么样可以照亮我们的生命。
We're going to share with you to see how Jesus can light up our life.
我是希望能够用英文这个光这个字是 light, light 这个字来思想五方面。
So I'm going to use from the English word light, light, to share with you 5 points.
那么耶稣基督第一方面，他怎么样来照亮我的生命呢？
How did he light up our life?
第一，就是这个光，就是上帝的光。耶稣他让我能够看见神，明白神。
He is say, because of his light, will let me know what God is like.
他让我可以看见神，明白神。
Because of him, I can see God, I can understand him.
我们一同来读两段的圣经，就是约翰福音十二章跟约翰福音第十四章。
We have John 12 and John 14.
好，请。我到世上来，乃是光。叫凡信我的不住在黑暗里。约翰福音十二章四十六节。
I've come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me shall stay in darkness. John 12:46.
好，你们若认识我，就认识我的父。从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。约翰福音十四章第七节。
John 14:7.
我们有。通常都这样讲法，我们中国人这样讲，外国人也讲，我们广东人也这样讲，普通华人也都讲，一天都光了。好。
Oh, sometimes, whether we're Cantonese or Mandarin, all of a sudden, sometimes we say, oh, it's sunny again.
我们讲广东话说，一天都光晒，有个晒这个字在里。
So we say, the whole day now is bright again.
就是有困难来的时候，我们不知道怎么办。
Because when there is difficulties, we don't know how to handle them.
好像在黑暗里面，我们不知道怎么样做。
Like in darkness, we don't know what to do.
可是当光进来之后，就一天都光了。
Because when lights come in, it's all sunny again.
耶稣说，我不愿意你们住在黑暗里面。
And Jesus says, I do not want you to continue live in darkness.
耶稣说，我不愿意你们乱猜乱想。
And I do not want you to think otherwise.
我想你明白什么叫做有丰盛的生命。
I want you to understand what is abundant life.
最重要的，我希望你们能够明白真神是怎么样的。
And the most important thing is for you to understand what is the true God.
这是这个原因，耶稣基督来到这个世界。
Because of this reason, Jesus came to this world.
他让我们看见他，就好像看见神一样。
By seeing him, we can almost like seeing God.
也能够明白神。
And we can understand him.
那请问世上为什么有这么多的宗教？
Maybe ask you, why come there so many religions here?
因为人都是想猜想神、上帝是怎么样的。
Because all men were trying to guess what God is like.
所以他们都用自己的了解是猜，哦，这个神可能是这样这样的。
So with our own limited understanding, we imagine God is like this, like that.
所以世上就有不同的宗教，因为不同的人都猜上帝可能是这样，所以就建立了一个不同的宗教。
So we have so many different religions because different people try to imagine God in different ways.
那有一些人呢，都没有宗教，他不相信任何的宗教。
But then there are people who say, I don't believe in any religion.
因为他说，我知道上帝是怎么样的。
Because he said, I know what God is like.
所以我想上帝一定是这样这样的。
I think God is to be like this and that.
有一些人就是根本没有上帝的。
For some people, they say there is no God.
所以我也不需要上帝。
So I don't need him.
所以你这样讲, 他又这样讲。
So you say one way, and they say the other way.
所以上帝说, 上帝让耶稣基督来到这个世界。
So God sent his son Jesus to this world.
照亮人的生命。
He light up our life.
耶稣说, 当你看见我的时候, 你就看见父神。
Jesus said, when you see me, you see God the Father.
因为刚才我们读过, 他说, 你们若认识我, 你就认识我的父。
Because he said, if you really know me, you know God the Father.
那么耶稣怎么样照亮人的生命啊?
How did he light up our life?
为什么耶稣基督被称为上帝的光啊?
Why is it that he's called the light of the world?
因为第一方, 就是他让我们看见神, 明白真神是怎么样的。
Because he let us know what God is really like.
你一定明白真神是怎么样的吗?
Have you already understood what God is like?
还是你在这走来走去, 碰来碰去, 也不知道, 啊, 神是怎么样?
Or are you still wandering around, you don't know how to find God?
你认识耶稣基督, 你的生命就能够被照亮, 知道上帝是怎么样。
You need to know Christ, and because of that, your life will be lightened up.
那耶稣基督照亮我们的生命, 不单单是让我们看见神, 认识神。
When Jesus light up our life, not only does he show us what God is like.
第二方面就是, 耶稣基督告诉我们神的计划跟安排是怎么样的。
Secondly, he informed us of God's plan.
耶稣基督让我们知道这个世界将来是怎么样的。
He let us know this world, what does it look like?
请我们一同来读两段的圣经。
Let us read two passages.
第一段就是在以弗所书第1章11节。
First is Ephesians chapter 1:10-11.
请。 要照所安排的，在一切满足的时候，使天上地下一切所有的，都在基督里面同归于一。我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位水子以行走万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。 这个是以弗所书第1章10到11节。
Ephesians 1:10-11 To be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out every order, that we who worked out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will.
还有另外一个圣经罗马书第5章第8节我们从来读 唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死 神的爱就在此向我们显明了。罗马书5章第8节。
The second is from Romans 5:8. The God demonstrated his love for us in this. While we were yet sinners, he died for us.
圣经说耶稣基督来到这个世上, 他告诉我们神的安排对以后的安排跟计划是怎么样。
When Christ came into this world, he's trying to tell us what's God's plan in the future.
耶稣基督透过圣经告诉我们一件的事。
Through the scripture, Jesus taught us one thing.
人类的历史将会有一个终结。
All our history will come to an end.
有一个终点。
There is the termination point.
就是耶稣基督有一天会再一次来到这个地球上。
The Christ will come back to earth one day.
他来的那个时候，他来的时候， 他是来重新的来统治这个地球。
When he comes back, he once again will rule this world.
整个世界一切的问题，
Everything happening then，
一切的困难，
All the question or the difficulties，
一切的冤仇，
All the grievance we have，
耶稣基督那个时候会来审判这个世界。
At that time, Jesus will come and judge.
他会公义地面对一切的事情。
He will face everything with justice.
当我们今天看见很多的可怕的事情在我们周围发生的时候，
Today we look around and we see there are many terrible things happening.
我们不要以为上帝不在了。
Do not think that God does not exist.
他仍在掌管一切。
God is still sovereign.
但是让这个恶人让他们有一点点的时间希望他们来悔改。
There may be a limited time that God really wants sinners to be repentant.
啊，可是假如他们不悔改
，If they do not want to repent，
啊，神的审判就会来到。
God's judgment will arrive.
所以这个世界不是越来越变得好。
So you, when you look at this world, it's not getting better and better.
神说这个世界会越来越变得坏。
God said this world will become worse.
哪一天耶稣基督重新的回来做审判的工作。
But one day God will come back and rule.
这个是上帝的计划。
This is God's plan.
哪一天当他审判的时候。
When he comes back and judge.
没有一个人能够在他面前站立得住。
None of us can stand firm in front of him.
因为上帝是完全的公义，完全的知道一切的事情，知道人心里面的一切的问题的。
Because he's all knowing, knowing everything inside us, and he's just.
所以认识耶稣基督的人都是盼望那一天会来。
So for those who know Christ, we all expect that day to come.
没有信耶稣基督的人，犯罪的人，就是说没有这一天。
For those who does not believe in Christ, they say there's not going to be this day.
可是圣经让我们知道这一天很快就来了。
But the Bible says this day will come very soon.
可是刚才我们读的圣经，他说，有一句我们也在它里面得了基业。什么叫做基业了？
The Bible here is talk about we inherited something. What is that?
这个基业就是上帝给相信了耶稣基督的人的一种的应许。
And this is a promise that God gave to those who believe in Jesus.
就是当他再来的时候。
When he comes back.
他会给跟随耶稣基督的人，给他们有盼望，他们不需要经历这个审判。
He will give those who follow him a hope that they will not need to go through judgment.
因为透过耶稣基督的十字架，我们的罪已经得到赦免。
Because through the Christ dying on the cross, our sins have been forgiven.
这个基业不单单是我们不需要经历这个审判。
Not only say we're not going to need to go through the judgment.
而且我们有天堂的盼望。
We also have this hope of heaven.
没有这个地狱的可怕在我们的心里面。
We do not need to go through the tragedy of the hell.
这个就是耶稣基督告诉我们的上帝的计划跟安排。
This is what Jesus is telling us about the plan of God.
耶稣基督说有一天我会再回来。
And Jesus said, one day I will come back.
你们心里面不要失望。
Let not your heart be troubled.
你们心也不要害怕。
Do not fear.
可能有人说，哎，我也不知道什么将来，我就是会现在而活。
Some of you may say, I do not care about the future. I just live for today.
我亲爱的朋友啊
，Dear friends，
你不要这样讲啊。
Don't say it that way.
因为现在这个不是最好的一切。
Because today is the theme of the story.
今天不是一切。
Oh, today is not everything.
将来更好的会再来。
There will be much better things to come.
哦，我听过我们的小孩子都会这样，当我们小的时候都跟我们这样讲。
When our children, when they were younger, they would say.
啊，爸爸妈妈，我要永远跟你们一同来住。
Oh, daddy, mommy, can I live with you all the time?
啊，这个家太好了，我不要离开，我要最好，我一生也要跟你们一同。
I'm not going to leave this home. This is so nice. I'll stay here forever.
好，当他们长大一点之后
，When they grow up，
有一天
，One day，
你的女儿跟你讲
，Your daughter will come and tell you，
爸爸妈妈
，Daddy, mommy，
我找到一个男孩子太好了
，I found a boy is so good。
啊，爸爸妈妈，我爱他，他爱我。
I love him and he loves me.
我爸爸妈妈他向我求婚。
Oh, and
求婚。
And then he proposed to me.
爸爸妈妈。他是我的愿望，他是我的一切。
Oh, daddy, mommy, he's everything that I want.
爸爸妈妈，我要跟他结婚了。
Well, so I need to get married with him.
啊，爸爸妈妈，好啊，这个最好了。我们也是为你祷告，希望你长大之后可以结婚，能够有你自己的家庭。
So the parents say that's good. This is our prayer. We all want you to grow up.
你记不记得你小的时候，你说你不离开爸爸妈妈了
？Well, did you remember when you're young? You say you will never leave us.
因为那个时候你还不知道外面有一个那么。爱你的人啊、
Because at that time you didn't know there's such a guy who loves you this much.
有很多人就说我什么不理什么上帝什么天堂，我就是现在。
Some of you will say, I don't care about heaven, I don't care about God.
他不知道上帝为他预备一个更美的地方。
Because you don't know, God has prepared a much better place for you.
全是圣经里面都是讲一个的故事。
So in the Bible, it's talking about one story.
就是讲到这个新郎跟新娘他们的结婚。
It's talking about the wedding between a groom and a bride.
这个新娘就是耶稣基督自己。
So the groom is Jesus himself.
这个新娘就是我们属于他的人。
The bride is us, those who belong to him.
所以就是讲到耶稣基督跟我们的生命能够联合起来。
So our life will be united with Christ.
这个是上帝对每一个人的盼望，都是让他们能够认识耶稣基督，好像跟耶稣基督结了婚一样。
This is God's plan that every one of us will get to know Christ as if we're united as bride and groom.
因为耶稣基督爱我们，爱我们到底。
And Jesus, He loves us, and He loves us to the end.
你明不明白？耶稣基督来到就是把神这个美好的计划跟我们讲呢
？Do you understand Christ came because He wanted to show the plan of God?
感谢主，他照亮我们的生命，怎么样照亮啊
？Praise God, He light up our life. How?
他让我们看见他，都明白神是怎么样的。
By seeing Him, let us know how God is like.
神是无条件的爱我们，爱我们到底的。
God loves us unconditionally to the end.
第二就是他告诉我们神给我们人类的计划是怎么样。
And secondly, He informs us of God's plan.
有人类的历史中有一天是会结束的。
If we look at the history, one day it will end.
这个世界就是耶稣基督再一次回来统治。
Because one day God will come back and reign.
可是耶稣照亮我们的生命不单单是这两方面。
But God, Jesus show us light of our life more than these two points.
圣经说他引导我们走何以的路。
He also say He guides my steps.
他会引导我们的。
He will guide.
好，我们一同来读约翰福音第八章十二节。
John 8:12.
耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光。跟着我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。约翰福音八章十二节。
John 8:12, and Jesus spoke again to the people. He said, "I'm the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."
2016年会怎么样呢？
What is it going to be like in 2016?
没有人知道。
We don't know.
人生有很多的困难、恐惧，也不一定。
There may be many difficulties that we don't know.
我们看不清楚。
We cannot see.
所以我们需要有光的引导我们。
We need light to guide us.
当这个房间黑暗的时候，我们就开灯。
When there's dark in this room, we turn on the light.
啊，什么叫做开灯呢？
What is turn on the light?
开灯就是运用我们心里面上帝给我们的信心来相信他。
This is through what God given us the faith, and then we believe in Him.
啊，这个灯好像这个开了开准备开的灯，就是有这个信心。我们知道我们开了这个灯之后，我们一切都会清楚的知道。
So when we say turn on, it is through our faith. We say when we turn it on, we can see.
啊，神的引导有的时候很清楚，有的时候只是一小步。
Sometimes God will lead us very clearly. Sometimes it's a small step.
可是他一定会带领我们的。
But for sure, He will lead us, guide us.
可能现在你看见的是一点点的亮光，不是很多很光。
Perhaps right now you only see a dim light, a little bit.
可是上帝的光已经足够你走第一步。
But this light is enough to guide you to take a first step.
我们每一个人，我看每一个人在家里面呢，都有一盏的小小的灯呢，就是晚上的时候，你把它放在这个 socket 里面，这有点点的光啊，这个 night light 叫做哈。
Yeah, I think at home most of you will have this night light.
你不要看小这个 night light.
I don't look down on this small light.
因为假如你没有这个小灯呢，你醒过来啊，要到什么地方啊，你都黑暗，你也看不清楚。
Because without this night light, when you wake up, sometimes you cannot see.
就连开灯这个在哪里开，你也看不清楚。
You can't even find a switch to turn on the light.
可是你有这个小小的灯之后
，And because of this night light,
哦，你都知道你在哪里开灯。
You can see the switch.
哦，你就发觉了这个光，小小的光，原来那么重要的。
So this little light is actually very important.
耶稣基督就是这个。小小的灯啊，大的灯，小的灯，把一切能够光照。
So Jesus is like the night light and also the big light to shine to light us.
亲爱的朋友啊，青年人啊
Dear friends and young people,
我们需要耶稣基督这个真光来引导我们。
We do need Christ, the true light, to guide us.
不单单引导我们，我们需要他的光来保护我们，叫我们不要走错路。
This light will guide us and also to protect us so that we will not walk the wrong way.
我们一定要快快的信耶稣，让耶稣基督来保护我们。
We need to believe in Christ so that he can protect us.
为什么现在那么多的恐怖的事情出现？
Why is it that we talk about terrorists so much?
为什么 那些人，特别是青年人 的脑袋，他们的心那么容易的叫做 radicalize， 就是比这个恐怖分子讲一两句，他们就相信了。
Why is it the young people now they're so easily radicalized based on the terrorists? They say a few things and they trusted them.
一个星期前在美国加州这个 San Bernardino， 那一对夫妇。
So one week ago in the U.S., there's one couple.
这个男孩子是在美国出生的。
The guy is born in the U.S.
他好像我们一样在这里长大的。
It's actually like us growing up in here.
为什么那么容易就被骗了做杀人的工作呢？
But so easily he's tempted. Now he killed murder.
他们两夫妇有一个六个月的小孩子。
They have a six-month-old baby.
他们 baby 也不要了，去杀人了。
They give up the baby, they go out and kill.
这个人的心为什么那么容易就被人骗了？
Why is it that they're so easily being tempted away?
因为人的心永远不能够是，我们叫做是 neutral 的，人就不能够是怎么样讲啊，就是中立的。
Because in our heart, we do not know how to keep it neutral.
人根本没有能力做一个中立的人的。
We do not have the power to become a neutral man.
假如没有耶稣基督的保护，
without the protection from Christ,
撒旦在这里就骗你，骗你，用这个用那个，把你的心都骗了。
So Satan will just tempt us to go further and further away.
为什么我们要快快的信耶稣呢？
Why is that we have to believe in Christ quickly?
因为只有耶稣基督，他就是道路、真理跟这个生命。
Only Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.
假如我们呢站在他这边之后，
If we stand on his side,
他都会不单单引导我们，
Not only will he lead us,
他都保护我们，
He will protect us,
让我们看得清楚，
We can see light clearly,
因为他是这个真光，
Because he's the true light.
上帝的儿子耶稣基督是我们世人的光，照亮我们的生命。
God's Son, Jesus Christ, is the light of the world. He light up our life.
不单单让我们清楚地知道上帝是怎么样。
So he let us know what God is like.
他让告诉我们上帝的安排将来是怎么样。
Informs us of God's plan.
他要引导我们，保护我们走义路。
He guides our step to walk the right path of righteousness.
第四方面，这个光能够医治我的创伤。
Fourthly, he said, "This light heals my hurts."
它能够医治我们的。
He can heal us.
因为在我们生命当中，一定有很多的挑战，一定有很多的困难，我们有的时候是会受伤害。
So many times our lives are being hurt by challenges and difficulties.
圣经说这个光是可以医治我们的。
And the Bible says this light can heal us.
大家都听过这个 light therapy， 这是用光来医治的。
You have heard about light therapy.
用这个光来刺激这个脑袋让这脑来工作。
We can use light therapy to stimulate our brain.
我们也听过这个叫做 laser， 这个激光。
You have also heard about laser light.
当个激光很准确的，很 focus 的，这个激光能够抑制我们的眼睛很多的病啊，其他很多的病。
Using laser, we can focus and fix some of the issues of the eyes.
耶稣基督这个真光是可以医治我们一切的过错、一切的痛苦、一切的问题的。
This true light, Jesus, is going to heal our difficulties, our pain.
为什么我们会经历那么多的困难、创伤呢？
Why is it that we experience so much hurt and difficulties?
因为罪会带来一切 的苦难是从罪带过来的。
Because all these are brought together by sin.
我们愿不愿意耶稣基督来医治我们呢？
Do you want Christ to come and heal you?
在诗篇五十五篇第六节有这一句话。
Psalm 55, they say.
但愿 我有一个翅膀，翅膀好像这个鸽子能够飞起来。
So I hope that I have the wings of a dove that I can fly away.
希望我能够飞到这个避难所里面，能够脱离这个狂风暴雨。
So I can fly to the place of a shelter to be far away from the tempest and storm.
就是希望自己有这个翅膀一样。
So look, I wish I have the wings.
可是耶稣基督自己也讲过这句话。
But Jesus has said this as well.
他说我愿意好像这个母鸡一样用这个羽毛来遮蔽你，你可以投靠在我的翅膀底下。
So Jesus also says, you know, how often I long to gather my children, just like a hen gather the chickens under her wings.
可是耶稣有这一句话，最后讲一句话。
But he also said this.
只是你们不愿意。
But you were not willing.
我好像母鸡一样，能够保护你们，医治你们，可是你们不愿意。
I'm like a hen trying to protect you under my wings, but you were not willing.
光已经来了，可是世人不愿意。接受这个光。
Light has come, but the world does not want to welcome him.
所以我们的创伤就还没能够得到医治，因为我们不愿意相信他能够医治我们。
Our hurt has never been healed because we do not want to believe him.
可是这个圣诞节愿我们每一个人都重新的思想，什么叫做耶稣是光。
So in this Christmas time, I do want you to rethink about what is it God, light.Jesus is the light.
他医治我们的创伤，那么最后他可以改变我们的生命。
He heals our hurt. He also transforms our life.
我们一同来读最后一段的圣经，约翰福音十章十节。
John 10:10.
盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要让掉羊的生命。并且得的更丰盛。约翰福音十章十节。
John 10:10, the saint says, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I come that you may have life and have it to the fullness.
耶稣怎么样照亮我们的生命啊？
How did Jesus light up our life?
他怎么样改变我的生命啊？
How did he transform our life?
当每一个人接受了耶稣基督做他的救主跟生命的主之后，
After we have accepted Jesus as our Lord and our Savior,
都有三种生命的转变。
We have three changes in our life.
第一种就是有了这个新的生命。
So we will, the first one is we have a new life.
什么叫做 new life, 新的生命呢？
What is a new life?
就是已经过了，都变成新的了。
So this is state that all has passed, now everything is new.
就是无论以前的是自己的做错也好，不小心也好，是什么，我们不要再有这个 regret 啊，这个把它放在耶稣基督面前，就是耶稣基督就把它为我们替我们拿开了。
Though we have done committed many wrongdoing, these are all gone. Once we commit to our Lord, He said, "The old has gone, the new has come."
这个新生命开始之后。
When this new life begins,
第二种的转变就来了。
We have the second change coming.
第二种的转变就是叫做丰盛的生命。
The second transformation is abundance life.
你开始做事情，你有目的，你知道应当怎么样活了。
So you know you have a purpose in life. You know how to live.
就慢慢的生命就丰盛起来了。
So slowly your life becomes more abundant.
那么最后第三种的转变。
The third transformation.
有了新的生命。
You have a new life.
有了丰盛的生命。
Abundant life.
那么第三个有的就是有永远的永生的生命。
And the third is eternal life.
这个就是永生，就是永远有上帝的同在。
The eternal life means we always have God with us.
这个就是耶稣基督能够改变我们的生命。
This is how Christ can transform our life.
亲爱的朋友，弟兄姊妹们啊。
Dear brothers and sisters and friends.
这个圣诞我们需要的不是说要读多一点点的书。
So for this Christmas, we will not only say we want to read more books.
我们也不是听多一点点的道。
Not to listen to more sermons.
我们需要的不是新的思想。
It's not new thinking.
我们今天需要的就是一位有能力能够照亮我们生命的救主。
We need one who can light up our life. He's our Savior.
他有能力，他可以这样做的一位的救主。
He has the power. He can do that.
这个就是耶稣基督。
This is Jesus Christ.
这个就是上帝给你跟给我的礼物。
This is a gift that God gave you and gave to me.
我愿意这个圣诞，你跟我是再一次的欢喜快乐。
I wish that for this Christmas we are so happy together.
因为我们重新地看见这五方面,
because we have seen these 5 points.
耶稣基督可以怎样的照亮我的生命, light up my life.
How Christ can come and light up our lives.
也能够照亮每一回的生命,
and he can light up each of your lives.
假如你还没有相信应许耶稣基督,
if you have not accepted Christ yet,
这个圣诞就是今天就是最好的日子, 我们能够来到主的面前说, 耶稣基督啊, 我愿意认识你, 相信你。
Today is the best time that you come before God and say, Jesus, I want to get to know you more.
我知道我的心里面有罪,
I know I have committed sin.
我知道我自己怎么样做也不能够把这一种的罪拿走了,
I know I cannot help myself to get rid of the sins.
我相信你耶稣基督, 神的儿子, 你死在 十字架上把我的罪洗净。
Jesus Christ, I believe you, Son of God, that you died on the cross and cleansed my sins.
你不单单为我死, 你也为我复活。
Not only did you die for me, you resurrected.
今天耶稣基督, 你仍然地活着。
And I know, God, you live today.
所以今天这个光还是来光照我的生命。
This light continues to light up our lives.
所以今天我愿意跟随你, 重新地说, 我愿意相信跟随, 来跟随你。
Today I say truly, Jesus, I want to follow you.
愿意这个圣诞就成为一个这样的圣诞。
This Christmas will become such a Christmas.
愿我们的生命都能够重新的被光照起来。
Our life will once again be lighted up.
感谢我们的主。
We thank the Lord.
我们一同来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝, 我们感谢你。 因为耶稣基督你就是那个真光，愿意光照在我们这个地方的时候，愿意我们每一个人都接受这个光。耶稣基督啊，因为我们要明白的不是什么的道理，什么的很难明的问题，我们只知道一件事情，就是当光来到的时候，人的一切黑暗都会离开我们。 就愿意你耶稣基督真光的生命能够在我们里面光照我们每一回，让我们这个圣诞都能够享受你自己的同在，你的祝福，奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。